WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. And let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Spooky.
How you doing?
Okay. And you?
I'm doing all right. You know, I haven't been called that on the air since Dirty Deb passed away. So thank you for that. It's nice, warm memory.
Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, Dirty Deb, what a great lady she was. At least in my eyes. I enjoyed her a lot. Right? And a lot of other callers that I mentioned not so long ago that are gone now. I know you remember that call.
Oh, Dirty Deb was a wonderful person.
Oh, she was great. And I'm sorry I never met her in person, but wonderful. She's my type of person. She kind of talks like I do. I would agree with everything that lady says. Anyway, we're getting down to the wire here.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's almost over. The thing is...
You're talking about Halloween, right?
No,
I'm kidding. I'm teasing. I know.
I know you are. But since you mentioned it, the hottest Halloween on record, really.
So, I was just watching on the news here. Ceci Del Carmen was saying that they're expected to be 80 degrees in Providence tomorrow, and the hottest on record in Providence is 83. So it's close. It's close.
That's amazing. That's going to bring out the trick or treaters. It's not going to be cold or anything. You used to have to wear sweaters over their costumes sometimes.
Now the downside, though, is if you're wearing makeup, you know, during the day for something, you're going to sweat it off.
Yeah, well, just try not to get ready too early. You know, you have to go through all that. That's makeup and all that poison stuff getting in your eye. Masks are better. We had masks when we were young, and we didn't have a problem with that. It was easy on and easy off, you know.
We used to have those terrible masks in the 80s that were that would dig into your face, like cut up your face, and you had to cut the eye holes elastics. Bigger. Yeah, those elastics would be, you'd walk up behind somebody, pull the elastic, and it would sting them in the back of the head.
Wow, they still had them when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was just me. Wow.
Was it Ben Cooper masks? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It would hurt your ears and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, about the election. You know I'm going to get to it. It's almost done. I fear what's going to happen if by any chance that woman gets in, because we already know there's probably going to be a war, because look what she's doing. I mean, it's bound to happen. I mean, Trump's not perfect, but... compared to her, that she's so unprepared, and I don't think she knows much by the things that they're coming out with. Every time she says something that's kind of crooked, they come out and say, look at that. She doesn't know what she's talking about. There's going to be nothing but problems. Yeah, well, we're going to have to live with it if it happens, because we can't do anything about it. I know I have to accept it, just like I accepted Biden. But, I mean, that guy, that's another story. But, you know, war is the main thing for me. I mean, among all the other things she wants to do, the war bothers me, because I remember my father, he never told us much when we were kids. But when we were adults and we started to talk about things, he finally started to, he knew we were old enough to listen and know what he's talking about. And when my uncle would come over, he was in the Navy and my father was in the Army. I came from a military family, grandfathers, uncles and all. And the stories my father finally came out to tell us about was so, I mean, we know what war is, but nothing like when you actually hear a veteran talking about it. And there was a couple of things he didn't want to tell us, and we kept pressing him. And I think he told my brother more than he told me, but I fear it so bad. And, I mean, all these things they were saying, oh, Trump, you know, fraternizing with Putin and all that. But Trump would never let anything like that. I think he had Putin in control. I'm sure he spoke to him. I believe that. But I don't trust Harris as far as the war thing. I mean, Biden was in bed with China. And, I mean, she seems to be for the bad guys, all these things that she wants to do with the kids on her sidekick Walz. I don't trust that guy. guy. We all know what he is. I just hope people have made the right decision. Trump's not going to be there forever if he gets in. I'm all for the things that he wants to do, the things he says he's going to do, because he said things before, and basically he did it. Maybe he didn't do every single thing that he promised, but he only had the 4 years, so... And if he did
no candidate gets to do everything they say going into it anyway. Yeah. So, but yeah. I will say this: no matter who wins, I think whoever it is, they've got to work to end the wars, or at least kind of. And again, these wars don't involve us, but they've got to work to help end those wars, because the American people don't have an appetite for either one of them.
No, that's true. I mean, look at Vietnam. That wasn't even our war, Mr. Weinberg. We lost boys over there. We feared in my family, because my brother was the only boy in our family, and they never called him. They got him. He ended up with MS anyway. He wouldn't have been there very long. So he couldn't walk most of his life. So he was safe, my brother. But we lost friends that used to come to our house every day. They practically lived at our house, and they all died. Only one guy came back from Vietnam. And there's one more that never came back. We don't even know where his body is. So it's a sad thing. War is such a small three-letter word, but it's a big, big deal for a small word like that. You know. Thank you for the time. I know I went over, because once I start talking, I'm hoping for the best.
That's all right. Well, and no matter what happens next week, and however long it takes to figure it out, I promise you everything will be fine, one way or the other.
I hope so.
All right.
Have a good day.
Take it easy.
Bye bye.
And if you want to find out, if you want to kind of keep an eye on the pulse of what's going on with this election, there are a number of websites that kind of follow all of the polling, not necessarily do their own polling, but follow all of the polling and can predict the different trends. And so I keep an eye on those, these nonpartisan, just data driven sites. And they're all like, whether they say it's going for Harris, whether they say it's going for Trump, they're pretty much all within the margin of error. And I think a lot of that is, I'm trying to put this in a way where it doesn't. So I think a lot of America is more of the mindset of what I just said. Whoever wins, everything will be fine. It may not be the way that we wanted things to proceed, but it's not like the bottom's going to drop out on America one way or the other. And I think most people understand that. If people really thought that one candidate or the other was going to pull the rug out under from America, if they really thought that Donald Trump was going to become a fascist dictator who would use the military to go after his enemies and who would destroy democracy, or if they really thought that Kamala Harris was some, communist wolf in sheep's clothing that was going to come in and destroy America by letting everybody in, if people really believe that, you would see a much bigger swing one way or the other. The thing is nobody really believes all the rhetoric that's out there. Or a majority of people don't believe the rhetoric that's out there. A majority of the people know that just like every other election before, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose, and in the end, America will survive. It may change, and it may take another administration to come in and undo what the next administration does. But that's what's happened for almost 250 years. So it's not going to be the end of America, no matter who wins. If people honestly believed that rhetoric, and I know some of you do. I know some of you really believe that Kamala Harris would destroy America. I know some of you really believe that Donald Trump would destroy America. But you shouldn't believe that, because if that was true, have trust in your fellow Americans that they would not be supporting that candidate. And you wouldn't see such a close race here with less than a week to go. The problem is it's all just rhetoric. And it's all just designed to And it's not designed to win somebody. Nobody's saying that Donald Trump's a fascist, thinking that Donald Trump voters will say, oh, damn, you're right. I didn't realize that. Thanks for pointing that out. I guess I'll vote for Kamala Harris now. Just as nobody is hearing Donald Trump say, Comrade Kamala is going to sell out our country and, you know, destroy the destroy what it means to be an American and all that. Oh, I didn't even think about that. You're right. Oh, damn, I guess I'll vote for Donald Trump now. When they say those things, they're speaking to the people that are already voting for them anyway. But what they're doing is they're motivating them to actually get out and go and vote. They want to make sure that the people who are of like mind of them actually get off their ass on November 5th or before and go out and cast a ballot. With the exception of the Civil War, America has been pretty okay for 250 years. Struggles, yes, but always survived. The Civil War was the one time when the country almost didn't survive it. And really, the country didn't survive it at first because the South did secede. They were a separate country. Just because the federal government didn't recognize them as such, like, that happened. So that would be the time that I would say things weren't okay. But for the most part, we've made it through everything else. And we'll make it through whatever this is. In a week from today, we probably won't be talking about a winner. But if we are talking about a winner, we'll have a day where we talk about it. Maybe 2 days, and depending how long it takes to get the actual results and have the actual, you know, winner declared. After that, we'll go back to talking about all kinds of other things. Because America and Americans will survive and persevere and continue on like we always have. So don't get... You're going to hear some crazy stuff over the next week. Don't get too wrapped up in it. We'll all be fine. I mean, I'm not going to buy Christmas presents yet, just in case. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We'll be fine. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I mentioned I got some more movie lines from people, and I wanted to make sure that I mention those. We had Rockin' Ron in New Bedford, who says, there is no Orcorn from Lord of the Rings. Gibo said, Godfather 2's keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. I had mentioned Fletch yesterday, and Rick in Dartmouth said, can I borrow your towel? I just hit a water buffalo with my car. It's a great line. Joe says, do it for Johnny. Which, from The Outsiders, I believe. Me in New Bedford. Those aren't pillows from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Skeddy was pushing for some of the Temple of Doom quotes. I think the best Temple of Doom quote is chilled monkey brains. Either that or Kalima. And I still say that and, you know, will reach for people's hearts. Freaks them out. Jim says, from the movie Rocky, one word, Adrian. Adrian! And let's see, we got some more on the Facebook page. Donna says, Stella! From Streetcar Named Desire. Say goodnight to the bad guy. Another line from Scarface. We're going to need a bigger boat. Gets another vote. Make my day. I'll be back. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. I'm surprised we didn't get that yesterday. Another vote for say hello to my little friend. Go ahead, make my day. I'll be back. Nelson points out, tell me about it, stud, from Greece. And also he puts in a vote for you can't handle the truth. And also I see dead people from The Sixth Sense. I'm surprised that didn't come up. Joanne, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Steve, now yous can't leave. Another vote for say hello to my little friend. This town needs an enema. Another say hello to my little friend. Here's one from Raymond. Keep the change, you filthy animal. Rosemary, snap out of it. That's from Moonstruck, right? Now you can't leave. Oh, here's a good one from Rachel. Just a bit outside from Major League. I'm here to fix your cable. Was that Cable Guy? Because my favorite line from Cable Guy, and I say it all the time, I call Juice, because that's what he says in the movie. Morning, Steven. Would you care for some dress? I made scrambled eggs. Go ahead and make my day. Here's looking at you, kid. Careful, man. There's a beverage here. That's a good one. I like that. It's a trap. A little Admiral Akbar love. Oh, here's a good one from Michael. Demi, why you do this to me? From The Exorcist. Thank you for putting the line from The Exorcist, the memorable line that I could actually say on the air. Do you feel lucky, punk? Well, do you? Another life is like a box of chocolates. Come back. I was going to make espresso. We go, Tower, there's Ghost Rider requesting a flyby. Negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full. Nah, man. This is not a good idea. Sorry, Goose, but it's time to buzz the tower. It's a good scene. Show Me the Money from Jerry Maguire. Another vote for I'll Be Back. We got one from There's No Place Like Home from The Wizard of Oz, and I'm surprised it took as long as it did to get that one. So those are some of the suggested greatest movie lines of all time. Plus, there was a few that I can't say on the radio. But there's certainly a lot of love for movies out there with the audience. So thank you all for chiming in with those, and we'll do some other movie-related kind of questions and polls in the future and some TV stuff, since it went over well, and it was much needed on at a time when we've had way too much fighting and arguing. Let's have something that we can all have different opinions on, but not get so worked up over. So I'll try to come up with something maybe once a week. Maybe we can even get it sponsored. You know, who'd be a good sponsor for something like that? We'll see if we can get it sponsored and get some giveaways. A great term for the morning people that want to win stuff. Like this week, we're giving away tickets to see Kane Brown, which if you go to WBSM.com or the WBSM app, you can enter to win tickets to see Kane Brown at the Amp in Providence. The show is happening next April, but we're giving away the tickets this week. And it's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. But I heard a great term to describe the morning radio audience that loves to win. Early prizers. And that's what so many of you are. You're early prizers. Like early risers, but you like to win prizes. Early prizers. So we will get more contests going for you early prizers. I just found out about some other tickets we've got coming up to some great shows that we'll be giving away in the coming weeks. So if you don't already have the WBSM app, make sure you download it. It's the easiest way to enter. And it's the easiest way to stay connected to everything that we do. It's brought to you by South Coast Towing. Going to take a break right now. We'll be back in just a few moments. This out. That song didn't get more play. That's Threatened by Michael Jackson from the Invincible album. I mean, everybody loves Thriller and loves the what they call the quote-unquote rap by Vincent Price, but that's an actual rap by Rod Serling. It's actually pieced together, but it's I think that's super cool. And I love that song. Thriller is a great song too. And believe me, I'm a huge fan of that album, having been a kid during the heyday of it. And I was all in on Thriller and Michael Jackson, but I find Threatened to be a better song. And so is Ghosts. And the Ghosts video is a better video than the Thriller video. I know, controversial. 508-996-0500. Right now, it is time to turn things over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Election Day is almost here. Americans seem ready for it to be over. The man who attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband headed to prison, and an entertainer who made us laugh dead at 79.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Election Day is now less than a week away as the candidates make their final pitches to voters. Some polls showing former President Trump and Vice President Harris in a dead heat. More numbers rolling in showing many Americans are worried about the election. Monica Nelson reports.
Nearly 7 in 10 Americans say the upcoming presidential election is stressing them out. That's according to a new survey from the American Psychological Association. Alicia Simpson says anxiety around the election is affecting her day-to-day life.
I just wake up every day with it. Pit in my stomach.
The possibilities for political violence and the economy were among the top worries. Experts advised to focus on the positive and be respectful. I'm Monica Nelson.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is not endorsing his former running mate in the upcoming election. Brian Shook with the details.
I haven't endorsed our ticket only because I have real concerns about the direction of the Republican Party today.
Speaking at a luncheon on Long Island Tuesday, the Republican said there are voices in the party who are prepared to walk away from our allies and American leadership in the world, and voices that are marginalizing the sanctity of life. Pence added he could never back the Democratic ticket of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz because they don't represent a philosophy of government he could ever support. I'm Brian Shook.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon is out of prison. Bannon walked out of the federal lockup in Danbury, Connecticut on Tuesday. The right-wing podcaster served 120 days for contempt of Congress, specifically for failing to comply with its investigation into the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. The man who attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband in their San Francisco home is being sentenced to life without parole. Lisa Taylor with more.
A judge in the state trial handed down the sentence on David DePapp's aggravated kidnapping conviction in his 2022 attack on Paul Pelosi with a hammer. He broke into the Pelosi's home looking for the then House Speaker with plans to hold her hostage. DePapp was previously sentenced to 30 years in prison in his federal case. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Two new lawsuits have been filed in New York against Sean Diddy Combs, accusing the music mogul of sexually assaulting two boys. Michael Kastner.
One lawsuit filed Monday says the alleged assault happened in 2005 when he was just 10 years old, and that he was given a soda spiked with drugs. In the other suit, also filed Monday, a man claims he was sexually assaulted by Combs in 2008 when he was 17. Both men claim they were auditioning for Combs at the time of the alleged assaults. These are just two of many lawsuits filed following the hip-hop mogul's arrest for sex trafficking and racketeering. Combs maintains his innocence. I'm Michael Kastner.
And comedic actress Terry Garr is dead at the age of 79. The star of films including Young Frankenstein and Tootsie, for which she received an Oscar nomination, died Tuesday in Los Angeles after a lengthy battle with multiple sclerosis. She was in dozens of movies and TV shows throughout the 70s, 80s, and 90s. She is survived by her adult daughter.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics packed their bags and headed to Indiana to play the Pacers tonight, and the Boston Bruins are off to play the Carolina Hurricanes on Halloween.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We'll see increasing sunshine throughout your Wednesday here on the South Coast, a high of 70 degrees today. For Thursday, partly cloudy but even warmer. In fact, it's the second warmest Halloween on record, We're looking at a high of 77 degrees. Friday, starting with a few morning showers and clouds, a high of 73. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Of course, that is Ghost, and if you're looking for a quick little spooky watch, you can find the entire long-form little short movie of Michael Jackson's Ghosts on YouTube. And he plays multiple roles in the film. He's pretty fun in it, and it's a great song. It was one of those things that they did at, I think, at Disney, where you would go and, like, watch the video. Remember where they had the Captain EO video? Like, people wanted to go to Disney World just to go see Captain EO. But that was similar. I don't know if they did that at Disney or Universal Ghosts, but it's the video is available to see on YouTube. And again, both that and Threatened, better songs than Thriller. And I like Thriller. I'm just saying, like, I would put those songs above it. But speaking of Halloween, City Councilor Ian Aber has asked me to remind everybody that tomorrow night will be the annual Halloween tradition for the 56th year, the South End's annual Halloween parade. So Councilor Aber and Councilor Pereira, Ryan Pereira, are once again teaming up to put on the parade, which has grown to become more than just a South End event. And so tomorrow it'll be happening. The parade's going to meet at 6:30 at Hazelwood Park. And then the parade will step off promptly at 7 p.m. The kids will march in their Halloween costumes from Hazelwood Park to Clegg Field on Brock Avenue. There'll be music, there'll be costume contests, hot chocolate, and of course, plenty of candy. And the best part is, it is all 100% free to take part. So meet up tomorrow at Hazelwood Park, 6:30. And then get ready to march beginning at 7 p.m. in your costume, show off your costume. And it's not, you know, not just the kids, should wear a costume. The adults should wear a costume as well. The Abreu family always puts a lot of thought into their costume. I know Councilor Pereira said you'll see him in a Superman costume. So make sure that you've got something really good, because there's going to be prizes involved. I don't ever dress in a Halloween costume thinking I'm going to win anything. I just want people to say, oh, wow, what a cool costume. But for many, many, many years, I wore the same Wolfman costume over and over again. I bought it one year for answering the door for trick-or-treaters, and I just kept utilizing it each year and finding new ways to make it better and better. And it worked. One year, though, I had grown my beard pretty long, and I decided instead of wearing the mask, I was going to just wear some makeup and put it on my regular face. And the kids that came to the door said, I look scarier than ever before. And I was like, wait a minute, you're talking about my face? No, that didn't happen. But I did try doing it without the mask. Wasn't the same. So what are you going as for Halloween? What do you like to dress up as? Let me know. 508-996-0500. One of the best costumes. Well, one of the costumes I was the most excited for ever was Halloween 89, the year Batman came out. Everybody was going as Batman. I wanted to be the Joker. because I was all about the Jack Nicholson Joker. You got to think, to that point, the only Joker we'd seen in media, really, was Cesar Romero's Joker on the Batman TV series, which was kind of over-the-top humorous. Like, he had a little bit of a menacing side, but he wasn't overly scary. But then when Jack Nicholson played the Joker, he brought that sadistic edge to it. And the madness and the insanity to it that, you know, Cesar Romero's insanity was funny. Jack Nicholson's insanity was disturbing. And, of course, Heath Ledger blew them all out of the water. But I was so all about that Joker, and I wanted to go as that. And my mom let me use the spray paint to change my hair color for the first. Remember that spray paint you would get for your hair? She let me dye my hair green. Or purple, whatever color it was, I forget. And then I had like a little suit. I had the makeup kit, like the actual official licensed Joker makeup kit. And it rained. And all of it just kind of washed off my face. And it was cold. I had to wear a jacket over it all. Oh, ruined. Anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Counselor Abreu says, what about Bob? You didn't want to be him? Joker's henchman. I will say this. Bob was the first figure I got from the Batman movie because I couldn't find Batman. I couldn't find the Joker. So I got a Bob figure. And now they sell the Bob jacket. I keep seeing ads for it on Facebook. So you can buy Bob's jacket. And so if somebody wanted to go as Bob, you could. And it doesn't take much. You can get the fake beard. You can get the wig. Some of you might even have the real beard already. Bob is the underrated hero of the Batman movie, the original. Where would Joker be without Bob? Actually, he'd probably be fine, but sorry. Anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We were talking about some of the things that are going to be said in the election over the next 6 days. And we saw it on full display. Even, you know, last night when I got home, I was just relaxing a little bit before bed and I turned on the TV. And on CNN, you know, they're talking about Joe Biden's comments where he mentioned, well, he was referring to the comedian Tony Hinchcliffe that made the comments on stage at the Trump rally about Puerto Rico being a floating island of garbage. And he was talking about, you know, his supporters are garbage. And they later clarified that. The White House later clarified that and said he was talking about that one particular supporter who said that. But that's not what Joe Biden said. Now, I guess he could have kind of clarified that in the moment and said, you know, his supporters are garbage, the ones who say things like that. But at this point, as I said, I don't think anybody who is a Trump supporter feels like Joe Biden likes them. I don't feel they feel like Kamala Harris likes them, even though she's standing there on the ellipse yesterday, last night saying, you know, I'm going to work for you even if you don't vote for me. Which is what Joe Biden said. He said the same thing. And I don't know if the people that didn't vote for him feel that he worked for them. So it's all just words at this point. None of it's going to make a difference. Let it all hang loose. Let it all out. Get as crazy as you want, I guess. There's no going back now. But as I said earlier, come November 6th or whenever we know what's going to happen, everything will be fine. We'll move forward. We'll find a way to fight through. And if things get set back, things that you care about get set back, we'll then fight harder to make it better when you get the next opportunity. But it's going to get really interesting. DSY says, Trump has said some pretty bad names about Kamala on stage. She hasn't used words like him. And, you know, and that was something that was pointed out on TV the other day, is the conversation was happening about, you know, the floating island of garbage comment. And that was the Trump surrogate's defense for being able to use language like that. It's like, hey, listen, like, she said so many things about him. She called him a fascist. She called him a Nazi. Well, no, she didn't call him a Nazi. She pointed out that John Kelly said that he wanted to have generals like Hitler's. She was referring to John Kelly's comments. She did call him a fascist. And that is a political distinction. The same way he calls her a communist. And he's called her a communist repeatedly. But now she calls him a fascist. Oh my God, I can't believe you. How would she have the nerve to call him a fascist? Oh, gee, oh, she should be disqualified. She called him a fascist. When he's been calling her Comrade Kamala and a communist all along. And now they're all up in arms because Joe Biden called Trump supporters garbage, when Donald Trump has literally called Kamala Harris supporters and people who support her ideas and some of her concepts as the enemy within. So there's a difference there between being called garbage and being called an enemy. It's a lot more serious to call somebody an enemy than it is to call somebody garbage. And they love to complain about whataboutism, but nobody's, I don't know if I should say better or worse at it, than Trump supporters. Because in typical bully fashion, just like Donald Trump, when you're the one calling people names, it's jokes, it's funny. It shows that it's tell it like it is. But when you're the one getting called the names, oh my God, I can't believe you would do that. The hypocrisy is so ridiculous. And the more ridiculous part about it is that they don't see it. At least if they could acknowledge it and say, I know I'm being hypocritical, but I don't care. That would be one thing. But to look at it and not see where that exists, cognitive dissonance, that's what that is. I can't wait for this to be over. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Are you going to wear a Halloween costume to work tomorrow? Some people's jobs won't allow it. Some people, they have jobs where, you know, the safety is of the utmost importance and they can only wear particular things. I used to get so upset because when I worked for the corporate kitchen that I worked for, they made us dress up on Halloween, and I was not about it. And who wants to cook in a costume, first of all? Secondly, it was stupid. And thirdly, every day the rest of the year, I would get criticized over what I wore to work. I had to wear certain things, but then on this day, you're like, oh, wear whatever you want. Like, no, stupid. I couldn't wear a t-shirt in the summertime when it was really hot. We had like t-shirts branded with the company name, but those are only for outdoor barbecues. You can't wear those in the kitchen. But yet on Halloween, yeah, go ahead and dress up like a giant hot dog if you want. Ugh, drove me nuts. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. Normally I don't listen to the station, but I'm glad I had it on this morning. You sound like the first reasonable person I've heard here. Unfortunately, I think you're a little deluded about you thinking it's going to be over on November 5th or 6th or whenever we find out who won. Because if Trump loses, and I suspect he's going to, I think the Republicans are going to really take it in the shorts all up and down the ballot, because they've basically pissed off every minority group there is, and all women. And I'm telling you, there's going to be litigation after litigation after litigation, and I'm thinking there's probably going to be some violence from that side.
Well, I hope not. And I'm trying to be optimistic in saying that I hope it'll be over. But, you know, to your point, I know that this kind of stuff is going to happen. It's not going to be accepted. The only way it gets accepted is if, you know, if Donald Trump wins. And then even if he does win, he might even complain about how much he wins by. And then, you know, who knows what ends up as a result.
Yeah, because he's already done that. When he did win, he won Texas, but he wanted a recount because he didn't win by enough.
I'm sorry to say that I think you're probably right, but I'm trying to be optimistic.
Hey, well, thanks for taking my call, and you're a breath of fresh air. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. I've got to take one final break before the end of this hour, so let me get that done.